Penguin Random House Audio presents The Golden Tresses of the Dead, a Flavia Deluce novel by Alan Bradley, read for you by Jane Entwistle. For Shirley with love, first, last, and always. Thus is his cheek the map of days outworn, when beauty lived and died as flowers do now. Before these bastard signs of fair were born, or durst inhabit on a living brow, before the golden tresses of the dead, the rite of sepulchres were shorn away, to live a second life on second head, ere beauty's dead fleece made another gay. In him those holy antique hours are seen, without all ornament, itself and true, making no summer of another's green, robbing no old to dress his beauty new. And him as for a map doth nature store, to show false art what beauty was of yore. William Shakespeare, Sonnet 68. Chapter 1. I'd like to remark at the outset that I'm a girl with better than an average brain. Just as some people are given the gift of a singular and often quite remarkable talent, such as Violet Cornish's uncanny ability to break wind to the tune of Joy to the World, I myself, in much the same way, have been blessed with the power of logical thinking. As Violet could easily confirm, it's something you're born with, and then improve by much.